Good morning, 8:37. It's FLX Morning. It's time to get healthy with UR Medicine FLX, or UR Medicine Finger Lakes Health. Jeez. Haven't been gone that long. Mary Sue Dean is here, Director of Development. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted.
So we're going to talk about some fundraising things. But actually, first, just to, you got a couple of, I always like news and notes from around the system. So who's
breaking
doing what?
News. Oh, breaking good. News. We're excited. We are expanding our lab services down in Dundee. Right now, it's only 2 mornings a week. We're going to 4 mornings a week. I think what's also cool about that is our labs now will show up in my chart, your medicine's portal, you know, patient portal. So even if you're visiting and you have to, I know like my father had to have blood draws regularly for warfarin or Kuvan, to be able to do that when you're down at your lake house and not have to go find a lab that will show up in your medicine, you know, if that's what you care about.
Yeah.
All of our labs do now. So from 7 a.m. to noon, 4 days a week, starting the 7th, so next week. I always like to come in and talk about things that we're expanding because we are growing. So.
No, that's great to see.
Yeah.
And especially, we were just talking earlier about services to the rural part of the country. I was talking with Senator May and some of the bills that she's been working on for EMS coverage and things. They're just... we take it for granted when we live, where we stand right here. We're 2 miles from Geneva General, but not everybody has that luxury.
That's correct. And that's why it's really important that the communities that we serve understand that these services are available and that they support them, which is what my job is, to encourage that support.
So one of the few good things that came out of the COVID pandemic was 108 holes for heart. You said 5 years ago, how are we going to have a golf tournament? Let's do something different. And people said, you know, we like this. Let's keep it this way.
Yeah. And so what we've done actually is we've sort of shifted our focus a little bit. This year, we're calling it 108 holes for health.
Ah.
It's a fundraiser. It's generally basically what we did was we decided, hey, really, it's about getting outside, getting some exercise, spending some time, you know, enjoying things you love. We all know golfers. We may be golfers. Some of the crazy golfers, like my friend Mike Gleason at the hospital. I'm shouting you out, Mike, who golfs 6 or 7 times a week.
Yeah.
This golf challenge to complete 108 holes by September 15th is no big deal. But there are a lot of people who, for $10, all you have to do, go to flhealth.org, fingerlakeshealth.org, and scroll down to the give button on our website, and it'll take you to the 108 holes for health page. $10 to register to play.
Yeah.
And if you complete those 108 holes by September 15th, you can be entered to win a $500 Wegmans gift card. So we're talking about real prize, but it's really about encouraging people to get out and golf. We have some great people who are supporting, great businesses that are supporting us this year, including ServeU Credit Union, obviously Wegmans, who donated the gift card to us, IBC and Mr. Twisties, and we want to shout out to them. The other thing that's really fun this year is mini golf counts. Seneca Resorts Putt and Play is our official mini golf host course. If you haven't been down there to play that mini golf course, you don't have to be a kid to enjoy that course. It's beautiful. Obviously, to be at Seneca Resorts is day of the week a beautiful place to spend some time. So they are official mini golf course host. So, you know, 6 rounds of 18 mini golf, you know. And by the way, the score doesn't matter. It's just golfing that does.
Well, and the whole thing about this 108 holes concept, we find ourselves, even those of us who are supposedly retired, being overscheduled sometimes. So here's something you can do when you want to do it. If you want to go knock out 108 in a few days and boom, I'm done. Or if you want to do it over the summer, as opposed to, especially for working people, the typical fundraising golf tournament where you got to be there at 9 o'clock, whatever, and you're there until 6, you know, dinner time.
Which is really fun. By the way, that 18 holes can count for your 108 holes.
Yeah,
so if you're participating in a charity golf tournament for one of other community partners, sign up for $10 and put your you're going to ship me, you know, basically email me a picture of your scorecard and you'll get included in the challenge. So
I know I don't think we mentioned yet. When does that close?
September 15th.
Oh, so you still got plenty of time.
Oh yeah, you can join today, and it's plenty of time if somebody's interested in sponsoring us too. We do all the sponsor things to shout out to our sponsors, make sure that they're thanked for their support.
Very good. Now, did you come up with this name? Because it's cool. Make your happy place a healthy place. That's the title of the summer appeal. You did,
but it wasn't hard, right?
Yeah.
This is a beautiful place where we live, we work, and we spend our time, and it is a happy place for most of us, except for when we're sick, right? Finger Lakes Health is here when that happens, and it doesn't matter if you are a year-round resident or a visitor. You need access to care. So one of the things that we were focusing on is just really expanding the message that it's really important that we have two 24/7 EDs in this region. It's really important that there are three urgent cares available, including our new one down in Penn Yan. Accidents happen. Your leg gets caught between a boat and a dock. Not that I know anything about that. Not from personal experience. Bugs bite.
Yeah.
Poison ivy itches. And you sometimes need to go see a doctor even when you're on vacation or even when it just doesn't seem terribly convenient. But the reality is we are convenient. We're here. We can care for you. But we need support to continue to be able to do that. So that is sort of when our focus for our summer appeal. We had it in Thrive, which is our publication that we distribute across the region that basically talks a lot about the new services that we've brought to the area, as well as some of our fundraising efforts. And we just really feel very strongly that whether you're here all the time or whether you're in town for a short time or you make your home here part of the year, this healthcare is important and deserves support.
So the two big things you're focusing on, one is X-ray equipment for Geneva General, and then emergency room gear for soldiers and sailors.
Right. Every year we kind of focus our campaigns. We're not limited to those things. I don't want to say that those are the only things that we're raising money for. That is not true. But we have a couple focuses every year at the foundation for our appeals.
Well, I think it gives it a face, kind
right,
of.
Right, exactly.
You can picture those things. It's less abstract when you say, oh, they're getting this, they're getting this.
Right. So last year we raised money for a new X-ray machine down at Soldiers. We did a little ribbon cutting for that back in the winter. This year we're going to get a new X-ray machine for Geneva General Hospital. Obviously, X-rays are frontline equipment. And we want to have the highest level available to our technicians to be able to make sure that the images are clear, we can turn them around faster, we can serve more people more quickly. Those are the kind of things that we care about. So at Geneva General, we're going to put in a new X-ray machine there. We're going to help support that at the foundation. And then down at Soldiers and Sailors, the emergency department, and let me also remind people that our EDs, if you want to get seen fast,
shortest wait times,
go to our EDs. But down at Soldiers and Sailors, we're going to be replacing some of the stretchers with more comfortable ones that are a little slightly larger and have scales that are integrated. So if somebody is in a position, to not have to move them.
Right.
Important. As well as across our system, actually, we're going to be replacing all of our IV pumps. IV pumps, not sexy, really. Not that interesting. But the reality is when you go into the ED, chances are you're going to be hooked up to an IV, whether it's for some kind of a drip, whether it's medication.
Yeah. Well, and I imagine like any kind of technology, those are probably getting better and better.
And they are. And in this particular case, as you have heard and as I discussed, we're moving towards the new electronic health record, which isn't just about the patient portal and being able for patients to access the records, but it's also for providers to have really real-time access to what's going on with their patients. And in this case, these pumps are all integrated with that system. So we're moving the whole system towards those. But we're going to start at the ED, as far as the foundation is concerned, it's supporting the purchase of the new ones for the ED at Soldiers and Sailors. So it's all of a piece, right? It's about how do we support the expansion of our services? How do we support this technology transformation that the hospitals and all of our clinics and facilities are going through to serve our patients best, to help with the best outcome, provide the best outcomes. It really is all of it that the foundation tries to support.
You, of course, solicit public donations, like the annual appeal. The other side of the coin is foundation or organizational giving, and you've got some good news on that front.
We do. We recently received a $15,000 gift from the Marilyn Lichtman Foundation. It was the first time the foundation has supported what we're doing here, and that was directly to help with the Geneva General Hospital X-ray appeal. We are so grateful for all of the donations that our community partners and larger family foundations give back to this organization. We had a new camp that's going to be offered at our child care center, the Dooley Center.
Oh.
And Rotary is supporting that. We're very grateful to Geneva Rotary for their gift to support that. We've had the Rochester Area Community Foundation and two of their regional foundations, the Yates Community Endowment and the Wayne Community Endowment, are helping to the Yates Community Endowment is helping specifically with the Soldiers and Sailors Emergency Department equipment appeal. And Wayne is actually helping us with our Clyde Family Practice, getting some new equipment in there. When you think about it, we serve four counties.
Yeah.
It's a wide geographic area that Finger Lakes Health serves. So we look for help, and thankfully we get it from a lot of these community groups that really care about accessibility to quality care.
There are a lot of ways that you can help, and Mary Sue knows them all. One is 108 Holes for Health. You can make direct gifts. There's a lot of things you can do. What's the best way for someone to reach out to you and say, I want to give?
Yeah, well, there's a couple ways you can do that. One, you can give the foundation office a call, 315-787-4050. You can go on our website, flhealth.org, Finger Lakes Health. It's FL Health, not Finger Lakes Health, flhealth.org. And like I said, go down to the give. There's a little icon with a hand with a heart that will take you right to our giving page. We'll explain a little bit about what we do, but also if you want to give online, that's available too. Happy to take a check. Yeah. Happy to take cash in an envelope sent to the foundation office at 196 North Street, Geneva.
I was going to say, what you do is a difficult job, I know, but it must be cool when you just like walk in and there's a random phone message or something. Hi, I want to give you $1,000.
This is not a hard job when you believe in what you're trying to do, right?
Okay.
And I personally,
good point,
feel very strongly about the need to support healthcare, continue to have it be accessible, be of a high quality, and just available when you need it. As far as making the argument for support, not hard.
All right. We appreciate the visit as always. Mary Sue is also one of our voices of Rotary on our Rotary public service announcement. So,
and I love Rotary.
Oh, me too.
There's my endorsement again.
Absolutely. Well, good to see you again, and best of luck with 108 Holes and all your fundraising and all the care that this fundraising pays for.
Appreciate it. Really do, Ted. Thank you.
Thanks so much, as always. 8:50 now. It's FLX Morning.